proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, do we have an exciting teaching for you today. It's called No More Toil. No More Toil. Now, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it says this, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." Now, that word sorrow there translates toil or heavy labor, hard labor, sweat, and so forth. Now, remember where that came from. It came from the curse. When Adam disobeyed God, he got put out of the garden, and now he's toiling in life. But you've been redeemed from the curse if you're a believer. Praise the Lord. Now we got to live like it. We got to come into this place where there's no more toil, no more struggle in all this in our lives. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called No More Toil.
God has done everything about your prosperity he's ever going to do. He has already provided, already stored it up for you, already put it away for you, already made it, but it's in another realm. So now what we got to do is learn how to operate in a way that we can bring our inheritance down out of that realm and not have to hard labor, toil, sweat, hope that it comes, get anxious, fearful, fussing at the kids every night, so forth. We can live with joy. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Now, so to be blessed, which includes tremendous wealth, by the way. And that's why I said the church should be loaded with millionaires. See, many times what we do is we look at other folk to determine where we should be. And look what others have done. Well, they ain't done nothing. That's why the church is still struggling. You gotta look to the Bible. You gotta look to him. Look to the rock which you are hewed out. Praise God. Now, it's a different way of operating. Seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God. Seek God's way of doing things. So now the first thing I'm going to do, I need something. Then I'm going to have to go to the Holy Ghost. Why? Because he's a teacher. He's a teacher in this new kingdom. So now I go to him, and my wife and I had looked at houses, and then we go to him, and we go, and we come back, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, ask your wife which one does she like. I said, baby, Spirit of God, ask me to ask you which one house do you like. She said, no, you mean which one can we afford? I said, he didn't tell me to ask you that. He told me to ask you which one do we like. Now, understand, which one can we afford? We're still talking about taking our job now. Now understand, because this is the way we've been trained. And we're taking how much we get paid, and we go and sit down before somebody, mortgage brokers, whoever it is, and they kind of size us up, you know, how much you can pay and so forth and so forth. Come on now, and make you qualify, okay? Now, we're not in that system anymore. Now, you stay with me and hear what I'm saying now before you go off. And then, so what happened? I said, no. You said, which one do you like? He said, well, I like that big white one on the hill with that circular driveway. I said, well, let's get down and pray. Why? Because every step of the way, I got to ask the Holy Ghost. I don't know what to do, but I know this, no more toil. No more toil. So I get down, and I begin to, we begin to pray. God said, get up and get your wife and go over there and point at that house. I said, baby, God is telling me to tell us to get up and know and go over there and point at the house. Now, listen, your situation may not be like that, but mine was like this. Got it? Because I'm operating out of another kingdom, and it's got new rules to it, and it's not like this toil-based system that that Satan has constructed. All right? So what happened is we got up, went over there, and pointed at that house. House, in the name of Jesus, we command you, sell to us. Got it? All right, went on back home. Series of events happened. I'm telling one miracle, another miracle, so forth. Boom, ended up in the house. Now, I want to say something about that. First, somebody say, pointing at a house, that's foolish. See, there you go. See, you have taken what has been programmed in you in a sick system. And you have tried to evaluate whether that is the right thing to do. And that is coming from God. So he told me what to do. To point at it. Now that'll drop some of y'all off right there. Because you got too much sense. You got what I'm saying? Now you hear what I'm saying? Because you and I are the harvesting generation. We're going to have to get some wealth to take that gospel into places that it's never been taken into before. Because in those places, those people are not going to want to hear no more religion. They're going to want to see some evidence of the God that you serve. And so what happened now is that. Now, I want to give you what happened. I got one of our, one of the Joseph School instructors came back from Haiti. We're planning on putting a Joseph School in Haiti. Because, watch this, we're planning on putting an end to poverty. Amen. In that nation. Now, so what happened? Is I said, they said they got over there, and Bishop June, who's a guy over there, wonderful man, he's come here and spoken before, and Bishop June, and he's done great work in Haiti. He's got a big compound-like thing and just have school kids and so forth and so on. I mean, it's just wonderful what he's done. And so he said, you know, apparently he told him, I was in jail, for 4 days. And she said, you were in jail? He said, yes, I was in jail. She said, well, what happened? Now, I know he's a man of integrity. He's straight and all that. And I wanted to know, I said, well, what happened to him? She said, there's a tree that is central in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince or wherever, and that tree is a voodoo tree. And I think I've seen it. It's all twisted up and everything. But the voodoo doctors, witch doctors, use that tree to chant and do their things and send out curses. And he came, spoke to it, cursed it, and it dried up and fell on the ground. Now, the police came and arrested him and put him in jail. And when they found out he didn't chop it down, he didn't touch the tree, they had to let him out. So he was in jail for 4 days. Now, if he can speak to a tree and it obey him, why can't you speak to that house? Why can't you speak to your debt? Why can't you speak to cancer? Because you don't believe it. It's time for us to believe the word of God. That's what it is, saints of God. We're coming here. We're hearing the gospel. We're hearing it over and over and over and over. Hey, when are we going to believe? Man, that's good stuff. When you can speak to a voodoo tree and that thing obey you, anything Satan's got supposed to obey you. You're in this world and the kingdom is in you. And it rules over everything. Money cometh to me frequently and easily. Ain't no more toil. But no, we got too much education. We got too much programming. We got too much trying to please Lucy and Cousin Elroy and Pookie and them. And they ain't going nowhere. You need to drop them off at the train station and head on downtown. I don't care if they see you do it. So what? Well, don't make me preach up in this place, up in here. There are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ. There are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ. What's possible for you is not defined by what somebody else has done. What's possible for you is defined by the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. If He tells you to get up in the middle of the night and go point at it, you get up in the middle of the night and go point at it. The devil is a liar. Your days for working for a paycheck are over. Say amen to this. Now, Jesus starts teaching about the church. And the church, first of all, you talk about in Matthew 13, is designed to not to be detached from society. We're to be lights to the world. We're to go into the world, watch this, take over the world, and bring heaven to earth for the world. So now, what did he do? Jesus is teaching how to fix a need without toil and hard labor. And he's teaching them how to do it. And he started over there where they had John chapter 6. Can you go over there real quick, please? In chapter 6, this is Jesus operating in this no more toil, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It maketh rich in that reality. God put in his heart to feed the multitude. In his heart. But they were in a place where that request was either going to be hard to meet or they couldn't fulfill it with what they had. So now, verse 6, for he himself knew what he would do. Can't you see what it's there? When we got down on our knees to pray, all of a sudden, I knew what to do. It's the same thing. It's the Holy Ghost instructing him moment by moment. Glory to God. This is given me by the Holy Ghost, man. Then Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them that everyone would take a little. 200 penny worth, 8 months, 8 months, 8 months labor. So he already went to that labor-based system of thinking and said, we can't do it with what we got. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there's a lad here. Now, what he has, he's got 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what is that among so many? All of a sudden, his natural mind overrode the Spirit of God. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, what do I want to do? I want to get it so that you trust more in the new system than you do in this raggedy, falling down, failing, earth-based, labor-based, slow system of Satan. This system is not of God. I'm trying to unhook you from that and have you distrust that all the way and put all your eggs in this basket over here. And you will trust giving and receiving more than you'll trust working for that job and waiting on a paycheck. Because that company may go out of business tomorrow. But the kingdom rules. It will be here when everything is gone. Verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. There was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, and numbered about 5,000. But Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks, distributed to the disciples, them to sit down, and likewise the fish as much as they would. And they were filled with, when they all filled, he said, do what to the rest? Underline the word gather. Come on. Underline the word gather. Where did you see that same word? In the wilderness. Come on. In the wilderness, every day they went out and did what? Gathered. You're under a new principle now. Once you sow, it's coming back. And all you're going to have to do, come on, is gather it. Now, let's go and look at the perfect picture of prosperity. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 39, please. God knows that you have needs. Watch this. Not only do you have needs, but you have needs right now. So what is good for you to do? Get in this Bible and find out every person operating under this new kingdom system that had a need right now. I can give you some scripture. 1 Kings chapter 17. The woman had a family, but she was on her last meal. The man of God said, sow it. She sowed it, and guess what? Before dinner time, more meal, more oil was there. She had a meal. She kept giving the man of God. She kept getting food, and she got every need met until the rains came. How about this 2 Kings chapter 4? She had a need. I'm not talking about a need that could be satisfied next month. I'm talking about a need right now. Those creditors were coming to take her children because she was so deep in debt she couldn't pay attention and her husband had died. That means she had no other way to make a living, to make any extra money. She didn't know what to do, so she went to the man of God. The man of God asked her a question, what do you got in your house? Let me say it in my term. What do you got that has some value to it? See, it may not be money, but it's something else that means something to you. And he said, take it and close the door, get some vessels and begin to pour it. And she did, got all them vessels full and went and sold the oil, paid the debt, and lived good, hound the hog, if I say. How about John chapter 2? Here were some people that had a wedding ceremony. Jesus came. The mother of Jesus said, hey, they done ran out of wine. He could have said they've been drinking for a week. They ought to go home to their families. He didn't say that. He said, what is that to me, woman? My time has not come. She didn't even put any value on what he said. She just turned to the disciples and said, and said, whatever he says to you, all the thing you got to do is do it. And so what happened? And she did. He said, fill the water pots up with water. They fill them up with water. He said, now take the dipper, dip in there, and take it to the governor of the feast. He tasted that wine. He said, woo, man, there's some good stuff. He said, most people put out the good stuff, the bad stuff first, and then, no, what is it? The good stuff first, and then get the, y'all know what it is. The good stuff. And get the best, but you've saved the best till last. I'm telling you, he was talking about you. He is saying you are the best and you are the last, and you will operate in a system that's going to make the best B-schools in the world seem like you watch and see.
Glory.
How about the woman who only had two mites? Folks, that two mites was going to pay that, buy that baby's milk.
Amen.
And pay that utility bill.
Amen.
But what did she do with it?
Amen.
She switched systems.
Amen.
She switched systems.
Amen.
What do you think God did? See, he's not going to let you down because his system never fails. Are y'all following what I'm saying here? Now look at this last place, Genesis 39, verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man,
And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace, that's an anointing, a favor, in his sight. And he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put under his hand, under Joseph's hand now. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer over his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread that he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Perfect picture of prosperity. Why do you say that, Winston? Potiphar. Potiphar got to the place that he didn't even know what was coming in. All that the anointed one took care of. What Potiphar's job was to do was focus completely on his assignment. He didn't have to worry about provision. He never intended for you to be concerned one moment about provision. That's a perfect picture of prosperity. See, when we are preoccupied with provision, the assignment gets vague. Watch this. Gifts and talents that God has for you never come to the surface. Why? Too busy working a job. But things are changing. This is a new day now. Potiphar didn't even have to be concerned with it. Only thing he knew is he was called to the table. Dinner bell, ding, 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 time for dinner. And everything was laid out. That's what God plans for you. All you have to do, sow a seed and go gather it up. No more anxiety, no more worry. You can be full of joy from now on. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoy that teaching. Now, here's a couple of 3 points you might want to remember. One is there are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ. That once you come into the kingdom of God, there are no financial impossibilities. In other words, you got a situation that looks financially impossible. There are no financial impossibilities. With God, all things become possible. Now, what you can do in the body of Christ as a believer, those things are not defined by what somebody else has done. So somebody said, well, you can't do that because nobody's ever done that. Well, that doesn't dictate what you can do because you're operating on a totally different system. You see, when you're operating on God's system, and this is point number 3, God, if you totally depend on him, can make you a millionaire in a month. Woo-hoo-wee! Now, wait a minute now, Brother Winston. No, God can make you a millionaire in a month. Do you believe with God all things are possible? Well, then, God can make you a millionaire in a month. Now, what do we have to do to qualify for that? One, we have to come into God's way of doing things. And secondly, we have to totally depend on him. Well, to do that, you have to hear his word and have faith in it. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Well, the address and phone number are on your screen right now. You can order these tapes and hear them over and over and over again. You can build your faith in totally depending on God. This is a powerful series. It's called No More Toil. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Did you wake up with provisions on your mind? Is it a constant struggle just to make ends meet? It's time to start living the good life that God has already prepared for you. Your days of toiling are over.
When God worked, he didn't stop because he was tired. He stopped because he was finished. And he's making you like him.
No More Toil is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this dynamic teaching, you'll discover that your job does not dictate your income because you're operating above this world system.
People have not moved beyond their salary because that's what their prosperity is connected to. Break that. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich, not your job.
Order No More Toil today, and Dr. Winston will explain why God's economy is higher than the world's economy, how to sow and reap a harvest, why there are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ, and much more.
God ain't moved by your need. He's moved by your seed.
To order your copy of No More Toil, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God wants us to depend on Him to meet our needs. Learn how you can receive all that God has for your life without painful toil. Order your copy of No More Toil today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston and my wife, Veronica. We're here to take a moment to say happy holidays to all of our partners and viewers and those who have teamed up with us to take the gospel to the nations of the earth. You know, we say Merry Christmas, but really, Jesus is the reason for the season. I mean, we give gifts, but the greatest gift that could be given to us is our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save us from our sins and to make it so that all of us could come and be able to take part in this great seasonal celebration.
And we would also like to thank you for your prayers and gifts of support. You've helped us to change and transform so many lives through the power of Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to say on behalf of my wife and all of those here at Bill Winston Ministries, we want to say happy holiday and happy new year.
Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Ain't nobody stopping your prosperity. Can't nobody stop you from reaching your destiny but you.